I'm Greg Colombert, and I'm director of the Arcology Program at the Center for a Midwestern Future. Much as the border drawn between East and West Germany inadvertently separated families and friends, the boundaries established when the zone system was implemented initially cut off millions of people from their loved ones. This appears to be the case in the region to the east of St. Paul, in present-day Minnesota. Following the détente between the Great Lakes and the Heartland Zones in NE07, the Mississippi River was agreed upon as the border of the two zones. With families displaced and scattered throughout the region, HLZ sympathizers in the area attacked both civilian and military targets. The GLZ response was to establish an exclusion zone, relocating entire communities and repopulating these with citizens it vetted for loyalty. Zone authorities claimed this was to ensure both the protection of the zone and of the citizens themselves. In Thomas Doyle's model, we see the aftermath of one of these cleanup operations. Based on evidence we found in ARCS, GLZ soldiers in many cases went door-to-door, forcing people out of their homes. Many of these displaced people were taken to camps, either for so-called re-education or to undergo mandatory labor.